to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm glad you joined me. This is going to be a two-part of a teaching that Kimberly has given. And we're going to call it From Resisting to Receiving, because yesterday, if you want to go to freedomstreet.org and click on the radio shows under resources, and you can hear part one.
Getting back on track.
That's right.
I think it's back on track.
That's right. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't have my notes with me. Getting back on track. And so from yesterday, from getting back on track to now resisting, from resisting, and she was talking about resistors, those terms that regulate the electrical current, and I don't understand that at all, but a great illustration, from resisting to receiving. So I hope you're joining us today. I want to ask you a question. What does God think of you? What does God, our Creator, think of you? He created you in His image and likeness. He considers you precious. He considers you unique. He thinks of you gifted. He thinks of you accepted. You are accepted in the beloved. He wonderfully enjoys you, every part of you. He embraces you in His love. I want you to remember those precious words, because so many times we feel, oh, I did something wrong. I'm a mistake. I'm unworthy. I just can't get my act together. But God thinks of you in such different, beautiful terms. And I want you to think of that today. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And like I said right at the beginning here, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on those radio shows or download the newsletters. Our webmaster keeps us up to date on the monthly newsletters. Thank you so much, Chris. And also the Bible guide and the teaching at Darren's sessions. So we have a lot of things. And also, if you want to send an email to Kimberly, it's kimberly@freedomstreet.org or barbara@freedomstreet.org. So God bless you, and it's wonderful to have you join us again today, Kimberly.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you started out saying what you did about what God thinks about us. He is so in love with us, and He does think we're all that. We are all that to Him, you know. and when we were talking yesterday about resistance and either being a resistor or a receiver, I can see huge seasons of my life where I resisted what God thought about me because I thought I knew better. I knew every mistake I had ever made. And He loves us in our messiness. So even yes. when we think that we know better about ourselves, we don't. He knows every hair on our head. He knows every thought we think. And He loves us. So we even have to set aside all of our reasoning and rationalization when it comes to how we think about ourselves, so that we can be in unity and in harmony with what God thinks about us.
Yes.
That's more important than what we think about ourselves. And we don't want to fall into the trap of using our own logic and our own memories to say what our value is. We want to find our value in who He says we are. We want to identify with Him.
Amen. Yes.
Yesterday we were talking about how our intellect and our reasoning can be a real trap for us as human beings. And when we get trapped in that, we can actually figure out whether or not we're doing that. And I've been there. We were talking about how we can use the Word of God and stand on a scripture and still be reasoning and rationalizing with that scripture instead of looking to Jesus. If our agenda and our motive, the motive of our heart, is not bringing joy and peace and kindness and goodness and patience, then we know we're off track. We have to be aligning ourselves with the fruits of the Spirit. And when we see the fruits of the Spirit, then we know that God is in it with us. But if we are feeling any kind of dis-ease, disunity, aggravation, irritation, impatience, if we're feeling any of that at all, even wanting to hide, wanting to go hide, that's not from the Lord. He brings the things that are hidden out into the light, and He rejoices and dances over us. Mm-hmm. So we just need to have some kind of a measuring tool in our life to help us find our way and to help guide us on this path of life. And one other thing that we can get trapped in is thinking that because we know better in a situation, others should know better too. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So anytime that we think they should know better than this, they should know not to do that, they shouldn't be treating people this way. Anytime that comes up in our minds, that's when we want to take that to Jesus, take it to the feet of Jesus, and say, what do you say about this? And all of us need to remember that Jesus, He was not hanging on that cross saying, Father, forgive them, and only including the people of Israel. Father, just forgive the Jewish people.
That's right.
That's not what He was doing.
No.
He was hanging on that cross saying, Father, forgive them. And He meant the entire human race.
Yes.
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. If Jesus says they don't know what they're doing, we need to be able to drop that statement in our head. Oh, they should know better.
Mm-hmm.
No. We need to agree with Jesus and say they don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
And when we agree with Jesus and we are in unity with Him, that's when we start experiencing the fruits of the Spirit, the love and the joy and the peace and the patience, the kindness and goodness. That, and we want that. We all want to feel those things in our lives. We'll experience those better when we drop the idea that people know better. People don't know better. I don't even know better. I need Jesus to look at the Father and say, oh, forgive her, Father. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yes.
I need that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like we didn't have a thing to do with our salvation. All that we did was believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't have a thing to do to get saved, to get sanctified, to get redeemed, of this. No.
No.
It was God.
No, only
all
God.
The way. That's
yes.
right.
That's His work. That's right. And that's why humility is so important. We have got to learn to humble ourselves before God, because God dwells with the humble. Mm-hmm. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
Yes.
God honors the humble. This is all found in the Scriptures, and that's why we want to humble ourselves and not use reasoning and rationalization to bring us to a conclusion that we hang so tightly to. Reasoning without humility brings division in God's people. But humility with a little smattering of reason, humility with reason, that brings unity. Humility must come first. And I think there's more that I want to say from Isaiah, the message of Isaiah, who God is. Maybe that can be another time, because I actually want to not just keep talking about resistors. We spent all day yesterday talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that God is not constantly regulating us. He does not resist us unless we are proud. But when we are humble, then He is pouring His Spirit out on us, and He is making us receivers. Okay, so resistors and receivers. Those were the two words that I had, and I started out yesterday talking about resistors. Receivers, well, that's kind of obvious. It's a thing that receives. It's a receiver in chemistry is a container that collects a distilled or a purified substance. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As a receiver, you're collecting something that's been purified. Oof, I like that idea. A receiver in electronics, that's a device that accepts signals, and it might convert them, but it's accepting them. In bankruptcy, this is a good one. In bankruptcy, there is a receiver when you go through bankruptcy, and the receiver is a court-appointed person. Their main duty is to pay off the debts.
We all have been there.
Right?
Yeah.
We've all had some debt that we've needed paying off in our lives. Yeah. And so I just love that the definition of receivers, when you look them up, you can find one in chemistry, one in electronics, one in bankruptcy. Receivers are accepting, they are converting, they're court appointed to pay off debts. Mm. Receivers have a beautiful place in this life. They allow themselves to be a vessel. They allow access, and I'm very attracted to being a receiver. I want that. I want that in my life. I want to be a receiver.
Yeah. And what a description of Jesus. Oh, he took the debt.
Yes.
He took all of it. He humbled himself.
Yes, he did.
He took the shame on the cross. Oh my goodness. I can't even begin to. It's going to take an eternity for me to thank him. And thank him and thank him and thank him.
And thank him.
And we need to start practicing here on this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Well, and I'm going to go back to the scripture that started all this yesterday, Isaiah 29:24, and I'm going to read it in the Message version. Those who got off track will get back on track. And complainers and whiners will learn gratitude. Just like you're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You got me back on track.
Yes.
We have to go off track before we long to get back on track, and then we're thankful for it. And that's the heart that our Lord loves, is that thankful heart. I think Saul is a really good example of a resistor who became a receiver. Mm. Saul, he was persecuting the church, and when Jesus got a hold of him and turned him into Paul, the apostle, who wrote the majority of the New Testament.
That's right.
He was changed. He was a changed man. And instead of trying to regulate and resist and control what the new way was doing, what the church, that brand new baby church was doing, instead of that, he became a receiver, and he received words from the Holy Spirit and turned them out onto pages and wrote to people things like Romans. Oh, okay. I have to read Romans 7, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God.
With his mind. With his mind. Yes.
But on the other, with my flesh, mm-hmm. the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You know, that last part, so many of us are really familiar with that last part of scripture. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But we don't attach it to the verse right before, because there's a break.
Mm-hmm.
The verse before is Romans 7, verse 25. That verse that we're familiar with, no condemnation for those in Jesus Christ, that's Romans 8, verse 1. Because there's a break in our Bibles, so often we don't make that connection. But listen to the connection. Paul is saying that he still, in his mind, is serving the law of God, but in his flesh, the law of sin. And he's telling us there's no condemnation for that.
Yes.
We are all in our flesh bodies wrestling every day to take every thought captive into the obedience of Jesus Christ. And that's a fight.
Yes, it is.
And
It is.
We need to keep fighting that good fight of faith.
That's right. Because the second verse of Romans 8 says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it takes away from the law of sin and death, the law of sin and death that we serve in our bodies. And so,
amen.
Yes, there is a dichotomy here going on, Kimberly. And we fight it every day. Every day our flesh wants one thing and our spirit says, no, not today. It's like this morning I was wanting to get some breakfast and it's like, no, not today. Oh, okay, I won't have breakfast today. I won't have my regular cup of coffee. And sometimes we got to just do without something that we do on a daily basis just to let our flesh know you are not in control. Flesh,
amen.
You are not in control. So we went without coffee.
That's a good word. Mm-hmm. That's a good
Simple
word.
Simple little
that
things, Kimberly.
Word.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's completely different when you do it in obedience to the way the Spirit is leading you daily. Mm-hmm. It's different from a fasting when you are the one in control and deciding that you're going to be the one to fast. It's harder. It's harder when you decide that you're going to fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder on your body. But when you are obediently giving up some food or some drink or something that you enjoy in your daily routine,
mm-hmm.
when you are doing it out of obedience, it's actually really easy because all of a sudden you're receiving messages from the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes. It's like I was reading Titus 3 today, and he starts off with, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, no, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Oh, what a mouthful.
Yes.
Titus.
You know, He pours out generously. That's a really good mm-hmm. phrase right there mm-hmm. that we might want to just marinate in, you know, because
yes.
really, because our God is so generous. He reigns on the just and the unjust.
That's right.
And it's our attitudes. It's human attitudes that would try to regulate it and say, oh, they don't deserve that. Don't give that to them. But when we have our minds changed and our attitude changed to the generosity of the God who poured out love and forgiveness for the whole world,
mm-hmm.
when we have our attitude changed that way, then we are being converted from resistors to receivers. And I'm praying to be wholly converted. I don't know. There's nothing impossible for our God, but it seems impossible to me that I'll ever be only a receiver in this world because mm-hmm. I still find my little resistance coming up in my thoughts, in my thought life, and in situations like what happened in my church over the weekend when mm-hmm. there was yelling going on. I found myself feeling, resist this. Stop it. We have to stop it.
Yeah. There's a knowledge, Kimberly. When I was in a religious setting for 40 years of my life, I thought I had to do something to get sanctified, to get redeemed, to get righteous before God. And now I know that it's Jesus. It's Jesus that makes me sanctified. I am sanctified in Him. I'm redeemed in Him. I'm righteous because of Him. That just eases everything in my life. I don't
That's
have
right.
to work at it anymore. It's
That's
he,
right.
He's the one. I just praise Him, thank Him, and give Him all the glory. Well, I can do that. And slowly
yes.
but surely, our flesh is now under the control of our spirit, who knows who we are. Our identity is now in Jesus Christ. Wow.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Just frees
It's all
us.
About Him.
It's all about Him. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
He
the
is
Lord.
The truth. It is all about Him. And I, you know, I feel led to go back to that scripture in Isaiah 30:15. It's in repentance and rest that we will be free, that we will be rescued.
Mm.
It is in quietness and trust that we find our strength.
Yes.
And that is what our generous God wants to pour out on his people. And when we get into arguments and conflicts with others, whether it's coworkers or people in our church or your own family members, when we get into that conflict, we have a tendency to be resistant. But the Lord says to us in Isaiah 30:18, "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you." He is saying that right in the middle of all the resistance that's going on. Mm-hmm. After he says that it's in quietness and trust is your strength, he says, "You were not willing." Mm. "But you were not willing, and you ran away from my rest and my quietness and calmness." But right there, then he says in verse 18, "Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you."
Yes.
"And therefore, he waits." He waits. He just waits calmly on high to have compassion on you. "For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who wait for him."
Oh,
isn't that beautiful that
yes.
he waits for us to
yes.
come back around and say, "Okay, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm done with this conflict." He's just waiting for us. And as soon as we turn to him in calmness, in quietness, and say, "Yep, I'm just going to wait for you now," then he goes to work.
Yes.
I heard somebody say that when we're working, God is resting. But when we are resting, God goes to work.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. And that's why we can say Psalm 46:10, that be still. We can be still and know that he's going to be God. He's going to do his work in us as we are resting in him. Boy, that rest
yes.
is so important, Kimberly. We need to go and get active, and we need to do things and be in everybody's business. No. Just rest in him. Yeah.
That's right. When we get to that place of rest, we find that that quietness and that confidence, actually, it brings peace to those around us. It just kind of leaks out. The peace leaks out all over, everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the intention of going through that season of resistance. We've got to be resistors, every one of us. We resist and we try to regulate and we try to control until we're worn out. And then we become receivers. We're becoming like Christ in that process. And sometimes we get our wires crossed and we start resisting when we should be receiving. And sometimes we start receiving information that is ungodly and unchristlike when we should be resisting it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Be careful, little ears, what you hear.
Yes.
Be careful, little eyes, what you see.
That's right.
There are some things that you can't unsee. So it's good to have some resistance in this world. We just need to learn the balance as human beings. And finding that balance is a humbling process. It's when we humble ourselves before the Lord and say, "I need to trust in you every moment of my life. And with all of my heart, I lean on you and not my own understanding."
Mm-hmm.
Just like Proverbs 3:5-6 teaches us.
Yes. Amen. It's like the little phrase that I used yesterday. You know, God knows our needs, and he invites you to exchange your problems for his peace, your sorrows for his joy, your hurts for his hope. And then we kind of added your rights for his truth. And if we exchanged all those little mind problems that we had, all those little mindsets that come into our flesh with his peace, his joy, his hope, and his truth, wow, Kimberly, that really makes our days so much smoother.
I hope you turn that into a bookmark, Mom.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that home. And just,
turn that into a bookmark, and so that each of us can be carrying that around with us.
Yes,
so that's really good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad for these little devotionals we find at Hobby Lobby.
Right, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just noticed in my journey in this life that there is a really big difference between the Christians that are really open and loving and accepting. They're receiving information, and they might convert it so that it makes sense in their story. It makes sense in their lives. And they might even convert it into information that they can share with other people. So it's really fun to be in life with people like that who are yes. hearing your story and receiving it, and they're not critical or mm-hmm. judgmental. Mm-hmm. But I have also been one of those Christians. In the past, I have been the type that is critical and judgmental and controlling, that actually acts out of resisting more than receiving.
That's right.
And it's not just in the religious realm, it's in the medical field too. I've seen people yeah. in medicine, doctors and nurses, who should be serving with compassion and helping others in their storyline, but instead they're enforcing their medical rules and ideas so vehemently that they're trying to control your health and your life decisions.
Yes, but so, see, we're not what we used to be. And if God has buried our sins and even our old personalities, you know, we're new creations. If he's buried under the deepest sea, then we need to say, okay, I am no longer that. I am no longer a resister. I am a receiver in Jesus Christ, my Lord. So we can say through our words that we are a new creation, and our mind is now a new mind. We have the mind of Christ. Kimberly, that Amen. Just really does a work in us like nothing else does. Confessing
I
that
agree.
Word.
That's
oh,
good.
Praise God.
What a great way to end this,
yeah.
this program. That's beautiful.
Oh, this has been so good to go from a resistor to a receiver. Oh, friend, I hope you're doing that. I hope you're realizing that you can change your mind. A God of mercy and love is helping you do that. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for helping us get through the wonderful realization of receiving our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.